All right. So if you give this candy away for Halloween this year, you may want to reconsider because you might be most likely to have your house egged. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy, 803 right now. Good morning. All right. So Halloween is going to be here before we know it. A couple of rules. Number one, apparently no bonjour hi when you answer your door. Is that not allowed?
I guess not.
Okay. Yeah. We can confirm that one at a later date for you. The National Assembly said don't do it. But they found that there was one candy. There was one type of treat that people give out that is most overwhelmingly considered the most hated treat of Halloween.
It's the raisins, isn't it?
It's no.
Oh, those, the sun-made raisins. Yeah.
Not the raisins.
Tootsie Rolls.
No.
Oh, that's also a good guess.
Yeah. I would prefer both of those treats over this treat.
Okay.
The worst treat, and I mean, this is it. They say the word, we just follow. The worst treat for Halloween, the worst thing you can give out is candy corn. You know, the little triangle, colorful candy corns, they're very grainy and
gritty.
Doesn't
look appetizing, but they're not bad tasting. Like, if you did a blind taste test, I mean,
I will tell you right now, a little bit of a hot take, I like candy corn.
No.
And I will challenge, I guess, everybody except for Nikki. If you see a bowl of candy corn just lying around, you cannot help but have some.
No.
It is actually pretty good.
I'm on the no.
Yeah,
no.
Come on, Kim.
It's like decoration. I feel like it's more tradition than anything. It's like fruitcake at Christmas. Nobody eats the fruitcake.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Always there. It's always there. It never goes away.
It's a novelty item.
I question whether my mom just uses the same one on her counter year after year.
Probably. They do last.
Nobody's ever eating it. And I think it's the same thing with candy corn.
Yeah. I don't know why it's still a Halloween candy. You make a very good point. Yeah.
Because there is a market for it, friends. There are people
like you.
It's pretty good.
Okay, so what was your favorite back in the day when you were trick-or-treating?
Oh, my God. I mean, Mars, the Crunch Bars.
The Crunch Bars
with, like, little rice flakes inside. Oh, those are good.
We had a house on our street that gave out the full chocolate bars. Full-size chocolate bars.
Oh, wow.
And there was, like, a lineup to that house. I felt bad for the houses beside house because their candy sucked.
They're being upstaged.
Nobody went to, yeah.
You're cleaning up. Well, based on this new study, they say that Reese's... Stop it.
Yeah, we know where we're going. Yeah. Flip of the tongue.
Can you let me finish?
No.
That Reese's Pieces Peanut Butter Cups are the best Halloween candy, the best thing you can get.
Just don't say it 10 times fast.
Don't say that fast. But I would concur, Reese's Pieces up there. Chips, if you have some chips and some Reese's Pieces, you're balanced, you're good to go.
The chips are dangerous, though, because you got to make sure that you don't get chips at the start of your haul, because it could get crushed underneath the candy. You got to treat the chips with kid gloves.
Oh my gosh, you loved your candy, didn't you?
Yes.
It's a very good carapace candy. All right, best and worst Halloween candy, 9292. If you'd like to shoot us a text this morning. Love right now, and I like me better. It's a Beat 92.5. Good morning. All right, so the vast majority of the texts we're getting right now at 92925 are people making fun of me for my slip when I just tried to say Reese's peanut butter cups. Not easy. But it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy, and I thought we would talk about Halloween candy now because I know it's a few weeks away, but you're buying the Halloween candy now.
Yeah,
so let's make sure you're buying the good candy that people want and that your house isn't going to get egged. We're looking out for you here.
Yeah.
It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy, 13 degrees right now. A few showers today ending near noon. Then we've got clouds and that temperature sticking around 16 degrees. So what are people saying on the text line?
This guy, once he got Excel gum.
Oh, that's the worst.
That doesn't even count as candy.
It tastes like soap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. We did get a text from Natalie saying that candy corn is her favorite. Okay. So there you go. Natalie, you're a good person.
So far I know two people who like candy corns, Andy and Natalie, who texted us at 92925.
Got you back, Natalie.
Justin, you said your best friend loves candy corn too, though, right?
He loves candy corn. It is his absolute number one favorite thing he eats.
Yeah, is he all there?
You don't trust this friend, do you?
I'm pretty sure he's a full-on sociopath.
Right? Oh, come on. He's a good guy and you know it.
See?
Salt of the earth kind of dude.
He's a good guy, but yeah, his choice of candy is very poor.
You don't like candy corn, right, Justin?
I definitely
do
not like candy corn.
It's just like a decoration. I don't know what.
I feel like it's like Werther's Originals. It's kind of just in all the houses, but no one ever really eats it.
Oh, I would take a Werther's over a candy corn
Absolutely.
Any day, though.
Oh, no.
Buttery
all
flavor.
Stuck together in the bowl, one big clump.
All right, Justin, thank you for calling and throwing your sociopath friend under the bus.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye.
Got another text says her 8-year-old disagrees. He says candy corn is the best candy. Those in the caramel cubes, those are the worst.
A lot of people are hating on the caramel cubes. I'm a fan.
When they start melting, you have to take the plastic wrapper off and it's like stuck to the caramel.
Love
that's
it even
no
more.
Fun.
Love it.
So what is the best candy you can give out on Halloween?
I already told
then?
You it is Reese's Pieces peanut butter cups.
Oh, that you went there again. I didn't hear you.
That is the number one candy. Okay, there you go. That's all I'll say. It. We're nice. Helping you out. Leave the candy corn in the store. It's 8:11 right now. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. We're about to kick off 2 hours of hits nonstop. Shawn Mendes lined up with Camila Cabello. We're going to hear from Rihanna as well. And Donna Saker has that keyword for you for the Beats back-to-back track, all right? When the two artists of the week play back-to-back, this is your chance to be $500 richer this morning, all right? So good luck. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I wish it wasn't so damn hard to